Slap my titties and spread my thighs. Here they come. It's the good game, guys.
Alrighty then.
I decided to play that one because it's a little bit of a special occasion here at the Good Game Guys, because guess what?
Man down! Man down!
No, that's not the special announcement. That's bad.
I know.
Today, guys, is our 21st episode and the 21st day of the month.
Well,
to that, everyone, we are having a drink because we have just turned 21. So.
Yeah, 21 months old. We are infants that drink.
Where's my chocolate milk?
Yes.
Right. Mom, give me my chocolate milk.
See, what are you sipping on? I'm sipping on some UV vodka cherry flavor with some Sprite.
Sure,
I'm
I can say
sipping on drink. A nice glass of Sauvignon Blanc.
Gesundheit, mademoiselle.
Oh, why, thank you, my dears. I hope everyone out there is having a nice drink in commemoration of our 21st today. So
absolutely.
We'd love to hear you guys call in and let us know what you will be drinking with us tonight.
Yes.
Or just any other random little thing you guys got.
Right.
Sadly, we're man down, as TKO here pointed out.
Man down.
Deg, unfortunately, is feeling under the weather.
We got a newsman down. Repeat, we got a newsman down.
You know, I've been kind of noticing a weird pattern here. This month has just been a whole month of people just being sick.
Seriously?
Like, what's up?
It's like the government, man. The government, they've been putting, like, stuff in the air with the vapors, man, and in the water, you know what I'm saying, to keep us down, know what I'm saying?
Something's been going around, but that's okay, because guess who's still here? We still have...
Dr. Captain.
TKO!
Stephanie, of course.
And of course.
And me.
And without further ado, the man with the plan from Spain, whatever.
Mr. Kramer.
El Spanandito de Banderas.
So, since Deg is gone and he can't do the news segment, are we just going to hoot like monkeys and throw poo at each other for a while?
Sure, why not?
That's a pretty fun plan.
TKO, I'm uncomfortable with you doing that.
Tarzan.
What are you talking about? He totally fits the bill of a monkey.
I will kick you in your face.
I went there, folks.
I mean,
with his hand foot?
Okay. Well, then I guess we're going to have a little bit more time to discuss the gaming shenanigans we got in over the last week then.
Absolutely. So,
with that said, why don't we go ahead and start with some of the stuff that we've been doing. Now,
you know what?
I'm a little curious right now on what TKO's been doing. Since he had 2 weeks for some fun stuff.
No, before that, we're going to keep it gentlemanly-like. Ladies first,
oh,
Stephanie.
I guess so, yeah. Let's be a little sugar.
Oh, really? Are we being gentlemen tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, this is so enlightening. This must be a coming-of-age thing.
We're officially adults now.
I know.
We have to
treat the ladies with respect.
Oh, my gosh. This is quite a moment here. Okay, so you guys put me on the spot. So this week, you know, unfortunately, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I haven't been able to game too much this week. I know. I've just been focusing on there's a film convention that I'm going to be hosting. So there's a little bit of a lot of preparation that needs to be taken care of with all that. But it's
Stephanie?
Pretty cool. Yeah.
You're making me very concerned. You're depriving your body of precious vitamin VG.
Listen, I completely understand that, but I
so
have...
happy you didn't say VD.
Wow. Anyways.
Okay. But I have been, you know, still around the video gaming and all that stuff. I just haven't been able to play. I have a very lovely friend of mine who I've been able to hang out over at the studios and check out and hear some very... wonderful things that I'm not allowed to talk about, which is about some new games that are coming out and all, but lots of really good stuff. So I'm still around it, just haven't been able to play quite as much. But once my convention is over, once a couple of these shorts are done, I can focus back in fully, okay, go full throttle with the gaming. But it's still been a lot of fun, you know, and I've got some secrets I wish I could share, but I can't.
Also partition your hard drive. So you can get, you know, jump on board the PC gaming world.
I know. I need to. But I still got my console. I still have my PS3, and I've always been a diehard PS3 fan, or a PlayStation girl, so, yeah.
You got that Resident Evil 6 yet?
No, I don't.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I got to finish up my Tomb Raider first.
I don't know. The less we talk about Resident Evil 6, the better.
Dude, hey, me and Leon holds it down.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so on that note, then, who wants to go next?
Well,
throw the poo over to Aaron now? Come on.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
I think we should.
Well, I've been bashing on, of course, these guys, you know, Gaijin.
Would it make
War,
a difference, though?
War Thunder for the past two, you know, well, three episodes. But anyways, well, I've been playing War Thunder, and I finally teched up to the level where I have jets. And for the past couple of, I said, shows, I've been angry, upset of how they give you access to the beta, but they want you to pay $50 so you can buy a tank. They finally, 2 days ago, released the open beta now, where you can play War Thunder Ground Forces, but there's still a catch. They only let you have access to two nations, Germany and Russia. Why am I not surprised? Go ahead.
Because we have the best German engineering.
What about the Russian pieces of garbage?
We don't care too much. We just make things that go boom.
Yes, our own tanks, they go boom when we see Tiger Tank. But anyways, and I played a little bit of Star Trek Online, and yeah, and I guess tonight I've been like saying this, but we need to rob some people.
And Payday, of course. Speaking of Payday, apparently they're actually going to be working on another little patch that's coming out soon, which they like to hint this in their achievements. If you actually check them periodically, you'll sometimes see an additional five like extra achievements that say that make out a sentence. And this week, I'm kind of curious because it's something along the lines of, I will not eat you.
What?
So, yeah, I know. I'm kind of wondering what that means.
It could be a callback to the Left 4 Dead crossover.
I'm wondering that.
Or what certain guys did to their girlfriends, which makes them sad.
Just black guys.
Hey, I don't know about... I don't understand what's up with that stereotype. I... Never mind. Moving along.
Come on, guys. Haven't you had this Donald Sterling talk enough? Let's stop it there.
I did. You heard? You saw that I was about to get off the exit ramp and, like plow into the gas station at, like, 40, but then I decided I was going to go ahead and just, you know, turn back over to the left lane.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, aside from, you know, still missing the opportunity to have TKO, like, join me in some Payday, let's see. Well, there's been a...
Tonight.
Tonight.
Let's do this.
All right, we're going to do it tonight.
We going to hit... Well,
then when I drive him back home, he's going to start playing War Thunder again.
Nah, I already got my jet. I'm like, you know what? I can go ahead and chill for a little bit and do other things.
Oh, man. So, lately, stuff I've been doing. So I was introduced to something rather new, just today, actually, called World of Guns. That's interesting. Like, okay, so... I'm trying to think here, like, the best way to do this. So, it's a free-to-play game that's located on Steam. And essentially what it is just, it's kind of a simulator that kind of just shows you how to disassemble and reassemble, you know, different types of guns. Which I think there's also a bit of a shooting range in it as well. Like, I haven't had a full chance to test it out too much myself, but I saw there's the option to take it out and shoot. But so far, they start you off with an AK-47, and they show you, like, how to disassemble it, you know, what pieces go where, and I thought it was pretty cool. Like, I'm kind of learning something, because I'm not much of a gunman.
Yay!
TKO here, like, I tried to tell him this. He's going like, oh, that sounds terribly boring, you know.
No, that sounds like what I had to do for several months in boot camp. Yay!
After Captain reaches a certain level, just a army vehicle drives up to the front door and says, you're coming with us, son.
Okay.
Congratulations, you are now in the army.
Okay. I'm like, my phone rings. Is that, what the heck? I look at the error code, Afghanistan. The hell?
They indoctrinated me.
They got me. Don't play the game. That's why they start you with an AK-47 first. For when your weapon jams and you're in Afghanistan, you can grab...
Kind of like America's Army.
What?
The game America's Army, which was funded by the U.S. military.
That piece of crap.
It wasn't bad.
Bad.
It was realistic.
It was bad.
What, you call it realistic bad?
Realistic is pretty bad. Why do I want realism in my games, damn it?
What, do you
want
to be able to take the chest for your country?
Maybe.
I took 15 bullets in the chest for my country.
And I want to walk it off after just, like, sitting behind cover for, like, a few seconds to regain my health.
Okay, you know, no bleed damage.
So you're pissed off that a game that was supported by the U.S. Army wasn't unrealistic.
Absolutely, Sam.
Not enough spaceships.
We are so furious. We are furious.
You know, I'd be able to love to see off. A four-star general backhand Dr. Captain right now.
I want to be able to jump
Shut
up,
idiot.
Rebuilding and have no damage done to me, pause for a second, crouch, get up, and run at full sprint. I want to be able to hold a Browning, an M2 Browning, with one hand, okay, while smoking a cigarette and laying waste to everything, right?
Talking about how you don't got time to bleed.
There ain't no time to bleed.
That's because Marines don't die. They just go to hell and regroup.
Oh, terrible.
That's actual Marine saying, though. It's kind of funny. When I first heard that, it almost killed me.
Really?
That's yeah.
And then you went to hell.
No, when I first heard Marines saying that, it almost killed me.
You would have gone to hell to regroup.
No, I was in the Navy, so I would have actually been the guy ferrying them to hell and then going back. All right, we're there. Get the hell off the boat.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway. And then they would have given you 2 coins and called you a queer.
Oh, no. We ain't going there.
They're giving me 2 coins, their cell phones, and all their beef jerky. Hmm. Oh, not to mention whatever rum they have left, because they won't need it.
Mmm. Well, anyway.
Come again? What? What? She just snuck that in, a little comment in. She's like, just snuck it in like a ninja.
Anyways, guys, so, now that we've...
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm drinking rum here. What are you drinking, sake? Fucking ninja.
I was drinking rum earlier, and I even did the Captain Morgan pose on this chair. Thank you very much.
We just need cameras. If people could just see what was going on.
We are radio worth watching.
We are radio worth watching. I like that.
You know what? I got to give credit where credit is due. I did not come up with that saying. Somebody else did. So if anybody goes, you stole that, ha, I beat you to the punch, I admit it.
You're so unoriginal,
Well, if
fan.
Things progress as they should with, you know, WTV in the future, they will be able to see the shenaniganry.
Let's not reveal the secrets just yet.
That was a spoiler alert.
No spoiler alert.
That was a reverse spoiler alert.
Anyway, Span, I believe you're up next on the mic. So what have you been doing this week?
Well, I remembered all too late. Oh, crap. Wolfenstein New World Order comes out this week.
Oh, my God.
And I haven't finished the last game. So I re-downloaded and, you know, started back up the Wolfenstein from 2009 because in some ways this new game is a direct sequel while stripping out all of the occult and magic and crap.
No!
So, I started replaying the last one that I never finished, and man, PU on the graphics. Gameplay is fine, but crap, it doesn't look all that much better than Return to Castle Wolfenstein. And
that was the last Wolfenstein I actually played was Return to Castle Wolfenstein.
Which was amazing, wasn't it?
It was pretty cool, but I played it on the PlayStation 2, which kind of took away a lot of its looks.
Yeah, you know, the Xbox version was really good from what I heard.
Dude, nothing will still ever beat the original, where the Nazis bark like dogs when you shot them. Oh,
my layman,
my layman.
That wasn't the original.
What? I'm talking about the one original. On the freaking, was it Commodore? No, it wasn't the Commodore.
DOSBox, man.
Excuse me, but the original Wolfenstein game came out in 1981.
Yes, where Hitler was in a cybernetic suit.
Oh, you're thinking 1992.
Really?
Yes.
Holy crap, Biscuit.
It was 92 or 93.
Hmm. Originally 80 what?
The original Wolfenstein game, which was not a first-person shooter, it was a top-down stealth game.
That doesn't count.
It's Wolfenstein. It's right there in the title.
That doesn't count.
It was 1981, and it was like an isometric, top-down, you know, whatever you want to call it, stealth game.
Just like Fox 1, 2, and 3 does not exist.
Ooh. You are pissing off some hardcore Fallout fans. Right now.
You know what's so funny? I saw this argument on the internet where somebody's like, why the hell do they call it Fallout 3? And it's like, well, because of Fallout 1 and 2. And it's like, there were two other games? And it's like, yeah, what, are you stupid? And he's like, no, I'm not stupid. I mean, come on. Final Fantasy started at 7.
Deg right now is like crawling out of his bed towards the computer, towards the Skype. He's like grabbing his headphones right now. He's like, I'm going to kill him.
Oh, man. I could just
stupid people on the internet funny?
No, thank you. No, now, now, tomorrow morning, I'm going to open up my front door, and Deg's going to have a bottle cap mine sitting there.
What are you talking about? He has high enough stealth where he could probably just put it in your pocket.
Damn it!
He's in the room right now.
I got Eddie.
Of course, you would have, Eddie.
Yeah, you ain't sneaking up on me.
I preferred Rex myself. Cybernetic dog, dude. All
right, so, yes.
Like eyeball.
I've been playing some 2009 Wolfenstein, you know, futzing around on my iPad, playing some more Hearthstone. Did pretty well in the arena recently. But, that's about it. Keep it nice, short, and sweet. Except for that, like, five-minute side trip we took to talk about Wolfenstein.
Oh, we always do a little side trip. That ain't too bad sometimes. Anyway.
You terrible.
Oh, and have you guys seen the launch trailer for Wolfenstein?
No, I haven't.
What?
The launch trailer is really good. One of the best lines, you're sneaking through a Nazi barracks, and you clamp your hand over a Nazi's mouth and go, hey, wake up, you're dead, and then stab him through the bottom of the bunk in the back.
Oh, that's classically funny.
That's
not good, wholesome family violence. I mean, violence that you and the whole family can share together.
Quirky.
Almost as extreme.
That's great.
As that.
I mean, that is an awesome one-liner. Hey, wake up. You're dead.
That sounds like something out of Black Ops.
Oh, gosh.
The look on their face. Yep, that's the look right there. It's like, oh, my God, it's terrible.
So, let's see.
So, let's get to the new... Oh.
Oh, yeah, huh. Can't really do that one.
Oh, poor this.
Well, we don't think for ourselves because Deg thinks for us and then puts it all on paper.
No, he just tells us how companies screw up.
Well, why don't we just throw out a few, you know, quick bits? Far Cry 4 announced. Takes place in the Himalayas. You get to ride an elephant.
Woo! So, actually, Span, speaking of Far Cry 4, have you actually caught on to some of the drama that's been going on with it lately?
You mean stupid people reacting before they know any details?
Well, pretty much.
All right.
So, yeah, like, what's going on there? Why are people so upset about it?
Like, oh my God, it's another game where you're a white main character killing minorities and blah, 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 and it's like, all right, stupids, you've seen nothing more than the box art, and you're already making assumptions. One, the guy that you're seeing is not the main character. Two, he's not white. Three, you're stupid, shut up.
Wasn't there also another issue because of the antagonist being gay?
Oh, yeah, people think that purple equals gay. So, you know, everybody in TKO's family is gay.
Oh, damn.
What?
You got called out.
Hold on, wait, what?
Did
you not hear
walking...
what I said?
No. He didn't hear what you said. He backed away.
What I said was, well, okay, Captain asked me, was there some drama about the main character being gay? And it's because the guy on the box is wearing purple. And I said, no, it's just people saying that purple equals gay, which would make everyone in TKO's family gay.
No one in my family wears purple, son. No one.
You disagree that it's a stereotype?
Okay, no one. And hold on.
Do you disagree that it's a stereotype?
Stereotype, guys.
Are you dissing the Saints, son? Are you dissing the Saints?
Saints robe.
Are you dissing Purple? Are you dissing the Saints?
According to Span, they're all gay.
Oh, hell no. This
not according to me.
No, he's saying that's
stupid. You're the one that brought it up.
There we go. We are not condoning any of that.
How dare you, Captain? I will kiss you on the mouth. Wait, we got off topic.
Whoa.
And that could be quite entertaining. And yes, we should be.
I feel sorry for you because, you know what I'm saying, my mom and my sister hear that. They'll find you and it won't be pretty. It'll traumatize.
But hear me saying the purple thing or the kiss on the mouth thing?
Both.
There's, like, your mother is holding my head against her breast, rocking back and forth. Oh, Jesus Christ, help this child!
No, my mom will be holding her head on an anvil, and my sister will be banging on it with a hammer.
Ooh.
Oh, so it's the hateful Jesus-loving, not the, you know, trying to help people Jesus-loving.
Okay, put it this way. The reason why it's very hard for people to hit me with, say, throwing knives or shuriken is because, you know, black mama aim and dodging remote controls, televisions, and anything else my mom is physically strong enough to pick up and throw at me.
And she prays while throwing those things, thus giving her the ability to hit
you. No, she doesn't pray. She just was teaching me curse words while she was doing that. That's how I knew all my curse words.
Wow, what have I started?
Dodging knives, cans of pork and beans, you know, the usual stuff.
Sure,
TKO,
like,
you watch Sinbad back in the day, his stand-up?
No, of course.
Remember, it's like, you know I hit you because I love you, now help me find your other eye.
Okay, no, my mom was a practitioner of all of the current and past methods of beating.
You mean whooping?
Yeah, no, whooping. Okay, my mom...
Wait. When a white family hits their child, it's a beating. When a black family does it, it's a whooping.
Exactly. My mom did the whole go outside and pick a switch. Yep. Telephone cord, yep. Extension cord, yep. And a few times, wire hangers. Good times.
No more wire hangers. Oh, wait, I don't think anybody's old enough to get that.
I am thankful, though, to my mama, because I realized that almost every ass whipping I ever got, I deserved. It's probably what kept me out of jail and, you know, kept me on the path of not, you know, going to jail.
So fear, not love.
Exactly. Someone would be like, hey, okay, I had my gang member friends going, you want to join our gang? So I'm like, no, I'm sorry. No. Mm-mm. What, you were scared of a little violence? I go, I'm more afraid of what my parents will do to me than what any of y'all dumbasses will do to me.
Like, my mom will jump me in harder than you guys will.
Exactly.
Okay, and
then
come find y'all. Okay,
let's move away from child abuse back to games.
Let's get off of this.
That
crap,
ain't child abuse. That is good raising.
We're done with that. We passed that a long time ago.
You know what my criminal record is? It doesn't exist. You know why? My mama.
All right.
You
we're done.
Very good. Okay.
Okay.
So, I'm sorry. You said something else about after Far Cry?
No, I only got as far as Far Cry,
well,
and then you started talking about gay people.
Pick up after that. Go.
Okay, then. How about YouTube buying Twitch for $1 billion?
I thought that was just a conversation going on right now. I didn't know they actually bought them.
Conversation.
Is it confirmed?
It's a conversation we're having right now. Google's YouTube reaching a preliminary deal to buy Twitch. So, you know, right now it's still, you know, show me yours, I'll show you mine, and then we'll decide if we want to do something.
Oh, speaking of YouTube, do you guys see how that the YouTube now is making it so that the top, what, 4 or 5 most watched or subscribed is not a human being?
What do you mean?
Like, okay, remember how, oh my God, it pains me to say that Cutie Pie or whatever his name was?
Cutie Pie,
whatever, he was like number one, now he's number 4, and like, when you look at the ones above him, it's like video games, movies, all this kind of stuff. Huh. I was like, wow, Disney, wow, nice. Now they don't have to pay him as much money because he's not number one. They bumped him down to number 5.
Hmm.
Horrible. I'd be
starting to get some weird conspiracy theorists. I think we need to make a segment for
It's
all
not
your...
a theory if it's happening.
Anyway, so, yeah, basically about the stuff going on with YouTube trying to buy out Twitch.
Run, Twitch,
you know,
run!
Let's focus on that for a moment. What do we think about this? You think it's going to be good for Twitch? You think it's going to be the downfall of Twitch, where they pretty much try and turn themselves into what happen to YouTube right now, where you have to sign in with Google Plus? Yeah.
I'm going to take a wait-and-see attitude. I have no idea what they're going to do with it, so, you know, I'm not going to make any asinine projections until I know more information.
Answer me one question. When has anything like this turned up good? Disney buys Marvel! Disney buys this. Disney buys this.
Well,
this buys this.
Hold
Give me
on.
One instance of when it was something good came out of it.
We'll see.
No, wait. What if something bad would be good? Like, what if Disney bought Disney and then collapsed in on itself? Would that be good?
That would be amazing. The Mouse Father needs to be stopped.
Okay, Okay. Well,
it's Disney after us because of you. You know that, right?
Dude, look what happened to you.
Okay.
You're making me wonder if that disclaimer is a good thing or not.
Do you know what they did?
No, TKO.
What?
Call in the hit squads.
Oh, no, Goofy and Donald are coming after me with Sora's backup.
Oh, man. You know what? I think we're going to go ahead and take ourselves a bit of a quick commercial break out of that particular incident. So we'll be right back after this brief word.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. HavanaWatches.com provides the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in our custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and internationally designed models. HavanaWatches.com has been creating high-quality watches since 2004. Our executive staff has over 18 years of watch experience. I myself was the past president of Whitnor Watches International. We are American-owned and operated. Our goal is to provide you with a watch you are proud to wear. We want to be your preferred watch brand in the United States. See our styles at HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
And we're back, folks, and hey, looks like we got ourselves a bit of a caller real quick. And real quick before we accept him on the air.
Yeah, what do we do?
y'all can call back or call and join us in any little discussion that we're having by calling in at 914-338-1303. Or, hey, you could always reach us through Skype by just, you know, adding Good Game Guys 1 and just message us there and we'll bring you on. We'll have us a good conversation. Feel free to ask any questions you want regarding us or even the topics that we're bringing up. So with that said, we're going to go to the phone lines real quick. Eventually. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hello, it's Seawall. I just kind of used the Skype to listen to this. But apparently you added me on the show, so hooray!
Crap, I knew we forgot to do something.
So what's up, Seawall?
Nothing much, just kind of tuned in a little late into the show, heard about the mouse taking over the world.
Pretty much.
Mouse father.
Okay. Let's see, I need to put this simply. I would, for one, welcome our new Google overlords.
Okay.
Is that really what it's going to come down to these days? It's just going to come down to a corporate battle between Google and Disney?
Guess what?
Pretty much. Next they're going to buy Star Trek. Then I'm going to cry.
Who? Disney or Google?
Yep, Disney.
I don't know. I was under the impression Macintosh already bought Star Trek.
I'm very worried about these new Star Wars movies coming out. Very, very worried.
Is
that why the
optimistic
future is all think differently looking?
That's my theory.
God, okay. I don't know if you guys saw it because a lot of Star Trek fans didn't like it, but do you guys ever see Star Trek Enterprise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That had one of the best designs. Just from the ship's standpoint, best designs for Star Trek. Hands down, I even include the new movies in that.
Wait, explain.
Star Trek Enterprise, the NX-01, I liked its design because it had this, it did have this sleek design, but it also felt utilitarian. It felt like something an organization would actually put up for exploration. Something
Wait, the
that
external
does,
view or the internal view?
Just the general design of the
design.
Ship overall.
The design
yeah,
of it
general
overall.
Design
yeah.
of the show.
The new movies, yeah. I can't stand the internal design because their engineering looks more primitive than the engineering on the cruiser that I served on when I was in the Navy.
Yeah, so
you know what
that
engineering looks like? It looks like the inside of a factory.
Yeah.
It looks like the inside of a nuclear reactor. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and in that time period, it would be much smaller than that.
Well, actually, that's arguable.
Sure. Someone said they kind of like that.
You're talking about a matter-antimatter explosion.
You think so?
Even Battlestar Galactica wasn't that.
Well, Seawald, how big was the prototype warp drive?
prototype warp drive? That thing was tiny.
Yeah.
But also you could argue alternate universe.
Well, okay, in their defense, it fit inside of a nuclear missile casing, but it only got to, like, warp 0.2.
It barely broke the warp barrier, which I think is warp 1.
No, it got, like, 1.2 or something.
No, 0.2 is under warp speed.
No, warp.
Yes.
I don't know. It was ridiculous.
It was warp 1.2, most likely.
He was only past the moon when he stopped.
Yeah.
It was a little jump. A little teeny tiny nothing. Yeah. So, I mean, in their defense, yeah, I understand. But the whole new movies, looking like the inside of a World War II aircraft carrier, yeah, I wasn't feeling that.
Also, so I also questioned that giant hallway circle cylinder thingy in the middle of the ship, and I just go, why in God's name would you ever put that in a ship? That is just asking for someone to fall off of. And they do!
Right. Pretty much.
Hey, it was like Galaxy Quest. Remember the movie Galaxy Quest? It's like,
yes.
Why is this?
Oh, God. Yes.
Whoever wrote this script should
die. Why is there smashers and random flamethrowers in this hallway? Why?
But a little back to what you guys were talking about. Like, I swear to God, I've talked about this before on the show. Shadowrun, it's coming. The corporations are going to declare their own independence of any government.
So that's how you're feeling with this whole YouTube buying out Twitch situation? Kind of just getting back to that, folks.
Right.
You know, we had that to
More like just all these corporations are scooping each other up or joined together. It worries me a little bit.
Here's an aspect to really think about.
It's like a TV show Continuum.
Here's an aspect to think about. If YouTube bought Twitch, how do you think it would work out considering YouTube's opinion and handling of Let's Plays recently?
Ooh.
To be honest, I kind of have... You just brought up a point that brings up more worry if this deal goes down.
Please explain this.
You guys see that giant... gas truck that has about 10 pounds of C4 on it and that guy with the remote with a crazy look in his eyes?
Uh-oh.
That's YouTube. That's YouTube DMCA policy. Just waiting
what?
To hit
Let's
some...
Plays?
Yeah, they've been kind of cracking
YouTube
down.
YouTube is Mad Stan?
Explain the whole...
Pretty much. YouTube is Mad Stan, and I love the reference.
Ah, you got the reference. Yay!
Batman Please Beyond.
Explain.
You know what, yeah. Let's go ahead and explain real quick, because TKO doesn't necessarily know what's going on, and I'm sure some of our listeners don't necessarily know either. So let's go ahead and start off. So, Seawall, I imagine you know this probably better off. What exactly is going on with the YouTube DMCA, or, you know, whole issue with YouTube versus Let's Play?
Yeah, they're very trigger-happy. Because they're so big, they allow the bots to rule the day, and the bots just flag anything and everything, even their own material. There have been DMCA requests from, let's say, Corporation A for content Corporation A released.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think even EA has been hit by its own bots before.
Wow.
Yeah. It's completely ridiculous. It's just turning into this, like, circle where everyone has a gun to the other's head, and they're starting to pull the trigger. So they're killing each other.
Even people just saying trigger words have triggered the bots against them.
Wow. Yeah.
Like literally a guy talking about video games with no video or anything, you know, it's just him talking, and like it sets off an alarm somewhere because he said the word, you know, I'm just going to throw out a random word. I'm not throwing anyone under the bus. He just said Sega, and it's like, Sega, you know, DMC alert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one of those things that... Even though I'm not the biggest fan of government intervention, the government needs to put their foot down and to say, guys, you're kind of pissing everyone off here.
Agreed.
Sounds about right, but let's see if we have any other people out there that may
what
have
the government
different...
have to do with it? I mean, it's you know, Google's property, and, you know, they can take their ball and go home if they want.
Yes, but there is case law and other legislation that specifically says parody is allowed. There's the fair use stuff, even though it's a little gray. At the end of the day, there are certain laws that protect the people rather than the intellectual properties, giving people the right to not use them free willy-nilly, but allow to use them in their own creative endeavors as long as they follow X, Y, and Z, and a lot of those YouTube Let's Players, the big names, they actually follow X, Y, Z, and then ABC.
And we all know that. Down. I'm just talking about the platform.
Yeah. Well, it'd be one of those things that they'd have to rewrite the laws, which would be a nightmare to get through. But, you know, we can always dream.
Why didn't you call
me? Hmm.
It would be nice.
What?
And...
but yeah, like I was saying before, I got a little interrupted. I'm pretty sure we got some other people that may have some different points of view, so by all means, bring up your points of view, folks.
Oh, well, my sister just posted that there was also an issue where companies are flagging videos that they apparently don't have any rights to, and that the actual companies have any issues with the Let's Play, or the Let's Plays of their games. Which I don't understand why a company would have a problem with someone doing a Let's Play of their game.
That's for publicity.
That's very easily explained. You see, there's the issue of companies being a bunch of big shitheads because they can do whatever they want and get away with it. If you filed a complaint against a competing company, if you can get their video taken down for a few hours, a few days, a few weeks while they fight the complaint, because you have to prove yourself innocent, it's more money in their pocket in the meantime. Or let's say that you are a reviewer that does video reviews on YouTube and you write a bad review for a game, and that's going to hurt the developers and publishers of that game, so they will file a complaint, a copyright complaint against your video, knowing full well that they gave you permission to do the video in the first place, to keep your video off of YouTube long enough for them to make money off people that, you know, didn't know it was crap.
Oh.
Do you recall any exact instances where that happened? Because I remember the Gary's incident was one
that's the most well-known one. That's the most well-known, but there are... You probably could Google YouTube, like YouTube DMCA abuse, and find 1,000 reports of it. From probably,
and the problem is that like a lot of the victims are just, you know, they're just people doing videos on YouTube, and they don't have the resources, the time, or the money to fight it because
really?
It's kind of a summary judgment 90% of the time.
You know what's funny? I found hilarious how you said you have to prove yourself innocent, instead of, you know, innocent till proven guilty. I find that very hilarious.
It's cheaper.
I can't remember. I don't know if this was the YouTube's old DMCA policy or if it was some other video site's policy, but apparently if someone could do a DMCA request, if the person who owned the channel or the person who posted the video countered it, the site would immediately put the video back up and say, okay, guys, fight it out in court. We're just leaving it up until the courts decide.
And figure it out yourself. Hmm.
Yeah, essentially.
That's how it should be.
Yeah, it's one of those things that. Yeah, but the thing is, the biggest reason why I think a lot of the corporations are doing this is they can't be the gatekeepers anymore. You see this with you're still seeing this with the cable companies, the ones that are trying to kind of control online, you know, the net neutrality stuff. They're still trying to control the content, but with the advent of the internet, it's exploded so fast, there's nothing they can do. They're trying to stick to the old ways when they should be moving on to the new ones. Like, Netflix is still very popular, even though it's had some hiccups in recent years, because it essentially gives people almost limitless content at low cost.
And, unlike Hulu Plus, no advertisements shoved down your throat.
Hey, you know, that's an argument for another day,
I'm
on Hulu's side.
They have been starting to.
Really?
Well,
they got to pay for it somehow.
For next week, okay?
I mean, if I want to watch commercials, I'll watch normal TV. Why would I pay extra for a service to watch videos if I'm going to start to watch advertisements
I can give you the two-minute version.
All right.
Let's see. Spend over $100 on cable television where you can't decide when and what you want to watch and have to sit through commercials, or pay a tenth of that cost, if not less, per month. Pick what you want to watch, watch it when you want to watch it, pause, rewind, everything you want to do with it, and then have to sit through a 30-second ad a couple of times per episode, movie, what have you.
Yeah, well, since
what's the better option?
The better option is Netflix. $1 less, no commercial.
The difference between Netflix and Hulu is Netflix gets old shit, whereas Hulu, you watch stuff the day after it airs.
Hey,
Yeah.
I'm tired of sitting there seeing like car commercials, the same car commercials, 5 and 6 times in a row. It's like, you know what? No, I'm going back to Netflix. I have them both, but I'm like, you know what? I'll get sick of Hulu. I'm like, I can't deal with this, and I'll go. You know, watch a season of something else that I've seen because I'm tired of Hulu's trying to force feed me ads while I'm watching something online.
You know what? I can live with it since I'm paying a tenth the price I would for cable, getting better service than cable and less commercials.
To each their own. Let's end it with that.
put this way. With cable, I can at least deal with watching an hour-long program and seeing the same commercial maybe twice.
I think we've just officially became the entertainment good guys.
Maybe twice. I saw the same stupid car commercial like 7 times during one 22-minute episode of Naruto. After that, I was like, I'm done. I'm going back to Netflix.
Yeah. Right. So I guess we'll go ahead and take this as an opportunity because, you know, YouTube buying out Twitch kind of reminds me a little bit of another situation. Who here remembers that whole thing where Facebook bought Oculus, guys?
Oh.
So,
why in God's name would Facebook buy Oculus Rift?
Just to be
potential
stupid.
Future tech.
Yeah, pretty much. So who here has actually heard about the latest news with Oculus?
Lawsuits.
Oh, I was going to get into something else. If you want to get into the lawsuits, wait your turn. So basically, just a quick summary right now. Apparently, Oculus Rift is going to be coming to Chuck E. Cheese.
No, bad idea. Bad idea.
I'm going to let you guys soak that in for a moment.
Abort, okay, abort. Pull the drag chute now.
So yeah, the Oculus Rift is going to be a Chuck E. Cheese.
You don't want any kids under the age of 7 using the thing, yet you're putting it into a place where the kids are generally under the age of 7.
Yeah.
Oh, God, the lawsuits.
That makes so much sense. I just, wow.
So what do you think the lawsuit is actually going to entail mostly? Because
I'm getting some
feedback.
You are echoing.
I am.
All right. If it's working.
It's not on my end. I wear a headset.
I believe that was on Stephanie's end.
Wait, let's test. Oh, you know what? It was probably Stephanie. Stephanie, boo. She blew up the show.
Boo.
Okay,
let's try bringing her back on.
Stephanie?
Yeah.
Okay cool. Yeah, we're back now. All right, we're good.
All right, no more.
Great.
Awesome. So, all right, like I was saying with the whole Chuck E. Cheese thing. So apparently, I guess the game that they're trying to make for the Oculus Rift is going to be like a virtual ticket blaster, where I guess, you know, kids can, like, grab at the tickets. You know, kind of like, remember those lotteries?
It's the booth
with the money
fluttering
in it, yeah.
Around. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's apparently what they plan on doing with the Oculus Rift. So who here wants to bet, like, some of these kids are going to start, you know, chucking it up a little bit? Pardon the pun.
Well, not just that, but unless they, you know, severely reinforce the hardware, it seems like it's going to be getting broken every third kid.
I'm also worried about kids that might have epilepsy.
Ooh.
As I said, God, the lawsuits that Chuck E. Cheese is going to have to entail.
And you can't forget about kids that are allergic to peanuts.
Wait. The whole epilepsy thing, isn't that with flashing lights in a general, so that kid shouldn't even be the Chuck E. Cheese in the first place? Right?
No. Do we have the echoing back?
Well, there's... I don't know much about it, and I do not claim to be an expert on it, but I do know that even though flashing lights can affect it, sometimes it's more computer images that can cause kids to have epilepsy. Triggers can vary.
Mm-hmm.
So a kid that normally can deal with the flashing lights of an arcade will, you know, will start convulsing when they start doing something with a computer screen in the wrong setting.
What about our favorite anime, Fighting Seizure Robots?
What?
That is a Simpsons reference.
Yeah.
Oh.
When they went to Japan.
Oh.
All right, hold on. I think we have Stephanie trying to call us in through the switchboard, so let's find that one out real quick.
All right. So,
is that you?
Yeah, guys, I don't know why I always get all these complications. It's kind of ridiculous, but I'm here.
The Mac.
Oh.
Your computer is awful.
Well, yeah, let's just diss on my Mac. Thanks, guys.
It's because
I appreciate it.
Don't say anything about Mac.
Well, I know, Steffi, I know how to fix the problem.
What are you going to say? Come on, bring it.
Take the Mac back to the Apple Store, get a refund, and custom build a gaming PC.
Oh my gosh, who would have thought?
Oh, snap.
You can always get a gaming now.
Anyway,
how about I just get 2 computers? Anyways, let's continue.
Yeah.
So, Steph, are you caught up to what we're pretty much going on about?
Nah, man. I heard about Oculus. I did hear about Oculus a little bit. Then I heard children with epilepsy. That's all I heard. So
we'll catch Stephanie up a little bit because of our tech issues. We always seem to get them.
Yep.
So Oculus Rift apparently now is going to be showing up at Chuck E. Cheese's from now on.
I don't know exactly,
but they're basically going to have like some kind of virtual ticket blast kind of a game going on with the Oculus Rift, where kids they start grabbing the tickets and such,
and they're going to start dropping like
pretty much.
Are they going to get virtual prizes too?
Hey, a lot of kids have smartphones now.
Particular object on your avatar. Check it out,
kid.
That
is so messed up.
That's funny.
Like, I have 500 virtual tickets, so congratulations, you get a virtual teddy bear.
Here's your virtual PlayStation 4.
Well, luckily,
your teddy bear will be around just as much as your parents are.
Oh, damn.
Stephanie, you virtually crossed the line.
Wow. Brought back virtual souvenirs.
Oh, gosh.
Well,
anyway.
I really don't know what is left to say about the Chuck E. Cheese thing. I mean, that's basically all we know.
Yeah.
Span, the horse gym, it's dead.
But you know
what? Horse jam?
To finish up the whole thing real quick, if you guys really want to check it out, I guess they're going to start testing this out over in Chuck E. Cheese locations in Dallas, San Diego, and Orlando for this month. So,
okay, are adults allowed to go to Chuck E. Cheese, though?
Parents?
Yes.
We are allowed to? Okay. I thought there was,
well,
like, some
sort
of
age to.
Thing. If you
How
have children,
you...
though, isn't there?
I was going to say, of course
no,
adults
seriously,
are allowed
I think that's
to
one
go.
Of the arcades.
How often do you read news articles about knockdown, drag-out, 30-parent fights at Chuck E. Cheese?
Parent fights, though. Parent.
Dude, just
I don't think adults are allowed to be at those locations.
Stephanie, I got you. Just bar your neighbor's kid and go have some fun.
I don't think adults are allowed by themselves, you know, wearing trench coats, breathing heavily, you know.
I was more going for the
put a bag
for
the lollipops.
Okay, so Span, you're not allowed to go unless you have a child with you.
I just thought of something worse. You know, all those brawls that happen at Chuck E. Cheese? It could get even worse. They're probably going to have to start hiring people to wear riot armor. And they'll be the Chuck E. Cheese police force.
Wow.
Oh,
I can imagine them making the Oculus Rift game into, you know, a virtual parent brawler, you know, whereas, hey, don't fight each other. Just, you know, get all your aggression out virtually.
For $35.
Be broken after the first usage, and they'll have to be replaced.
Ooh, yeah. True.
I'd play that fighting game.
Right?
That sounds like it would be really fun. It's like different
one problem.
Like, types of parents and such. What?
No tactical feedback.
No. You got the guy in the big giant Chuck E. Cheese mouse costume, you know, cracking a chair across your back.
Wow, we're into some interesting territories here.
So why don't we move to actual gaming again?
Let's go back to Well, I think that's a little bit of gaming. I mean, Chuck E. Cheese had games in it.
Right? My father
yeah,
gamed.
Okay, something that would be relevant to our listeners.
Fair enough.
Watch, there's a five-year-old somewhere going, hey!
I hope to God there isn't a five-year-old watching this show.
Dude, nice.
Oh, gosh.
Well, you know, I got
I think
a
it's
small...
something to aspire to.
I got an update to something we were talking about last week, if you guys don't mind.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
So remember we were talking about Borderlands 2 last week and it coming out on Vita?
Uh-oh, it returns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we were talking about, like, the reviews and whatnot. Well, sure. You know, a few more reviews have come out that aren't factually inaccurate, and most of them are actually very positive. One of them, you know, gave the game a 4 out of 5 and said that it was a great portable version of a console/PC game with understandable concessions, which is a reasonable way of looking at it. You know, in the comment section, somebody asked how some places are giving the game like a 2 out of 5 or a 4 out of 10, and other places are giving it like an 8 out of 10, a 4 out of 5, a 5 out of 5.
Those are ones who have been paid off.
No, and the author actually commented in the comment section and said, well, there was a day one patch for the game, and that it was a bit buggier before the patch. But since gamers are not going to see a release pre-patch version, since, you know, we're now in the day and age that, you know, patches auto-download as soon as you load up a game, he decided to wait an extra day before publishing the review to, you know, to publish a review based on what gamers are actually playing, and said that the patch really did fix some issues and made the game a lot better. Now, mind you, that's no excuse for shoddy, inaccurate journalism, though, but it could explain some of the crazy negativity that the game was getting. And, you know, beating a really good game to hell over being a bit buggy doesn't fully explain it, because, you know, considering half the buggiest crap AAA titles that Bethesda puts out, for example, and they still get 9s and 10s everywhere, right?
Oh, God.
Well, Bethesda is, it's kind of known for that, and it's kind of endearing. Because one of the things gamers love doing when they get a new Bethesda game, how can I break this game?
Right. And then the
that's
sad
their goal.
Thing is that, like, Obsidian doesn't get the same pass.
Well, it's Bethesda. Some companies get away with it, others can't. Life isn't fair.
Yet Obsidian makes better versions of Bethesda games. Like, look at New Vegas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
So, continuing, you know, some of the reviewers were just going a little over the top with the complaints to slam the game, and this was actually verified a few days later when one of these sites did their weekly podcast, and the reviewer that gave it, like, a 5.4 out of 10 flat out stated that if a game can't maintain 30 frames a second, he's going to slam it, and he's going to slam it hard. And while I agree that being able to keep a playable frame rate is important, there's a difference between a good game with an unstable frame rate and a game that's far worse or even unplayable because of it. So it seems that, like, he gave the review a huge hit on the score because the frame rate is a little shaky. And then he repeated the whole bit.
What do you want to bet? What do you want to bet he's giving perfect scores to Call of Duty, which has known to be a little shoddy in the graphics department.
Oh, God.
Probably,
I mean,
yeah.
And he even repeated the whole bit about how it should look and run better because other games specifically designed for the systems do, like Uncharted and Killzone. And I'm sorry, but that just makes him look straight up mentally defective, and I explained why last week.
Mm-hmm.
So the bottom line, you know, an update on everything. The reason that the gamers and the reviewers have such a wide gulf in their reviews for the game is due in part to the fact that gamers are playing a much better, smoother version of the game with the day one patch, though as I've pointed out before, plenty of the reviewers are still saying some pants-on-head stupid as well as factually inaccurate things about the games in their reviews. So, you know, now that I got that out of the way, let me ask you guys, what do you think would be a fair score for a game in this situation? Let's say, like, you take an 8.5 or 9 out of 10 game and then port it to a weaker system that is still, it's still for the most part the same great game, but there's some minor concessions made, as well as maybe some noticeable technical issues. Now, I know it's not that simple, but I'm just doing napkin math here. Top of your head opinion, what would you say would be a fair score for a game like that?
It depends.
I take a point to a point and a half on it. As long as the game is still enjoyable and fun, I'm willing to deal with a few issues, especially since now I can take this game on the go.
I wouldn't take away any points depending on the game and how they port it. Like, there was a Star Wars game, I think it was Star Wars Episode 3, I think it was, where the Xbox version and the PlayStation version were relatively similar, really close, but the Nintendo version was utter and complete horrible garbage. So it literally will depend on the whether or not, like, the Nintendo one, like, the entire storyline was changed, the gameplay features were changed. If it only suffers, say, some graphical hiccups like frame rate drops or something like that, then I'm not going to take away any points because you're porting something powerful to a weaker system.
Right.
So it's like, you can't really say, hey, I'm going to dock points. I'm going to say thank you for putting on the weaker system so I can actually play the game.
Right.
That's a solid opinion there, and it is an opinion because, you know, like, I personally think that you got to take a little from column A and a little from column B. You got to have an understanding.
Yeah.
You know, that concessions have to be made, but then, you know, it is fair to a degree to not, you know, say, hey, the graphics aren't as good, sorry we're knocking it a little bit because of that.
Ben,
you know, not just saying graphics aren't as good.
Ben, you gotta forget though. You gotta judge it to the system. You have a PlayStation 4. Okay, on PS4, this is 10 out of 10 and 9 out of 9 and whatever. Yes, judging by PS4 standards. Now you take that game and you port it to a PS3, you can't judge that game still by PS4 standards. You gotta say, for a PlayStation 3 game, graphically, this is how it is. Sound is how it is.
Yeah.
Okay, you can't.
That's why I said a little from column A and a little from column B.
Yeah, the reason why I would dock these points is because the game was originally designed to work with a full dual analog controller or with a keyboard and mouse. Putting it on something like the Vita would change the experience because you have to. Because I think the Vita only has one analog stick.
That's exactly what I was going to touch up on. I was going to say, is based on like how the controls are, because if you're on an analog,
it's a different experience.
Exactly, the
Vita
controller is totally different, but it might throw you.
Oh, okay. Then yeah.
Okay.
Then I withdraw the point. Sorry, I just remember the original PSP had only one analog
stick.
Had
the single, yeah.
I think the point you're trying to make is the Vita is.
Pause. Stephanie, continue. She's like been trying to finish her sentence. Stephanie, go ahead and finish your sentence.
Sorry, no, but I was going to touch up on that too. It's definitely going to matter, you know, whether it's interfering with your ability to kind of use the controls as well. So, like, if you're used to playing it on a certain system, and it was created for that system, then there are certain capabilities that you'll have that's going to make it easier. So there might be adjusting to the Vita, you know, and trying to kind of use the controls on that system that may kind of focus, you know, give you a lack of focus in like ability to do certain things on there, which might make the gameplay a little bit more uncomfortable, which I think that could also play a factor into it if you're trying to do certain things. So that could definitely make it a very uncomfortable situation in that sense. But I mean, as far as graphics go, I mean, honestly, like just deal with it. Like you should know that at that point, you know. And as far as like, any lagging or anything like that, you can understand that stuff. Now, as far, like I said, if it has to do with like being uncomfortable when you're trying to do the gameplay because it just wasn't made for that and it was ported, you know, then in that sense, that could be really kind of frustrating. And I would also agree, I'd probably take like a point off or so. So I would probably be around giving the game, depending on what it is. I mean, obviously I haven't played it yet, but if it's that's the case, then I'd be giving it more of like a 7 or a 7.5, you know,
game
that would possibly ideally be an 8.5 or so. So,
and a problem,
but for me, it's a comfort thing.
Yeah. And the problem for me is when it comes to games, a lot of some reviewers are purely about the tech of the game. Other people are about the content of the game. I go kind of down the middle. I'm one of those weird gamers that I like to learn about what's the underpinnings of the game, but I also want to know about – I also enjoy the content. So the thing I'd worry about with the game is, one, stability. Ports are notorious for being unstable no matter how many patches they get. They just were not built for what they're on now. Mm-hmm. Next problem I see that it, because it's a port, other patches – are going to either take longer or never come to it. Whereas the PC one will get the patch. The Vita one might not get it for months or might not even get it at all.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Because it is harder to, because the thing is with ports, oftentimes even if they put money into it, they don't put nearly as much money, time, and effort as they did with the original game.
Right on.
Speaking on this, I have something I want to touch up on, too.
Okay, all right.
What about when a company that you've known and trusted for a long time rushes a game that seems like they've gone a couple of steps back? For instance, for me, I mean,
What's your point of reference?
Total War series.
Oh, okay, so you're going after Total War Rome 2, right?
Rome 3.
3?
Hey, yeah, right, Rome 2. Rome 2, my bad, I'm sorry. Medieval. Yeah, Rome 2. Okay, now... I know Dr. Captain here is familiar with the Total War series.
I'm familiar with it, but it's a game I've yet to really get used to.
Now, before I, you know, go all irate on them on you know, Creative Assembly for this game,
sure.
I'm going to go ahead and ask Span, because like I said, because I know he knows about how companies work and whatnot, and maybe can answer this question.
Okay.
Now, Span, are you familiar with the Total War series?
Well, of course I am.
Now, I mean, are you just familiar, or have you played? Have you dived in?
I am familiar with it.
What?
I am familiar with it.
So, I mean, I was going to say, have you fought in feudal Japan? Have you?
No, I am familiar with the series. I have not dove into the series and swam around in it. No, I have not.
All right. I'll go from this. Now, Total War is kind of like Civilization, how you have the full map it's a top-down map, and it's like a full tactical campaign mode, and you move your little armies around, and you know you do battle, and you upgrade your cities. Now, when you fight, though, the camera zooms all the way down, and you literally see every one of your soldiers in their divisions, like thousands of soldiers lined up. Like on the higher graphic settings of like Empire Total War, Napoleonic Total War, and the current Rome 2, it looks like you're watching a movie because so many men on the screen. Now, the problem right now is there's a mechanic that they released this game. It's super rushed. They've been patching it like every other week for months now. And the problem I have with it is the AI. Now, if you guys know about anything about history, ancient Roman warfare was siege warfare.
Right.
You had to bring catapults and siege towers and sappers and try to undermine the walls. And
be the best description. It depends on it. If it's a ground war, they more follow the phalanx strategy the Greeks perfected, where they will dig in and be a mobile fortress.
I'm talking Rome, not Greeks. The Romans
take a lot from the Greeks, including battle strategy.
Okay, they did not use the phalanxes unless they use their auxiliary. They use their cohorts with their big shields, their little 3-foot-long gladiuses, and their pilums. That's the tactics that they use. Now, when they're assaulting walled cities, they brought siege equipment. They brought catapults, ballistas, that kind of stuff.
Now, are you talking phalanx or tetsudo? Because there's a big misconception. A lot of people will call one or the other.
It's the Roman version of phalanx. It's different, but still very similar, where everyone is kind of digging in behind their shields, working together to increase protection.
Actually, the testudo, which is taken from the Latin word torus, was when the Romans used their shields to form a shell upon them, and they would just
march forward. I think we're getting a little too much into a history lesson.
That's what I was asking, because a lot of people, when they say phalanx, they mean testudo.
And phalanxes are completely vulnerable to archer fire because the arrows can just come down on top of them.
I think we're getting a little too much into a history lesson.
What they did in the game is, the AI is so bad that they bring you siege equipment, like catapults and stuff, but the AI runs to your front gate and they throw flaming torches at the wall.
Right.
I mean at the door. And after a certain period of time, your door will just burn down.
Okay.
Now, like, that is ridiculous. They released a game that the AI cannot handle the siege equipment. So they gave the computer a cop out so that if the computer attacks your base, they can still somehow get into your fully upgraded walled city by throwing torches at it. Now, here's what pisses me off. Medieval 1. Rome 1, the first Rome game, the AI built siege equipment and they attacked during multiple points of your wall, making you have to actually do something. In this game, literally you have boiling oil. You can concentrate all your forces at your gate. The computer will immediately drop all of its siege weapons and run towards your gate, throw flaming torches at your gate until the gate burns down, losing 50% of their army, and then they try to run their entire army through your gate.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes a freaking choke point.
Yeah, I wiped out armies consisting of 10,000 enemy troops with 400 men at my gate.
So what's the issue that you have right now?
The AI, they're saying that the AI that they have can't handle siege equipment. I'm like, they had an AI 6 years ago that perfectly handled siege equipment in Rome 1. In Rome 1, it felt like Roman combat. If you attacked a city with a wall and you didn't bring siege equipment, you turn around and you leave.
Uh-huh.
Here it's, I attacked this city, I'm attacking Babylon. I'm going to burn down the gates of Babylon by my men throwing an infinite amount of wooden torches.
Hmm.
Huh.
So the AI apparently could handle, like, siege weapons?
Exactly. And this is something they established already.
Yeah.
In Medieval 2, in Rome 1, in Empire Total War, the computer used its siege weapons and made you go, okay, they blow multiple holes in a wall. One time I'm fighting a computer. The computer had catapults. It didn't abandon them.
Hang on, we're kind of losing a bit here. Like, so what's the question you wanted to ask Span?
Okay, is there a reason that if you develop an AI 5 years ago, and then you continue your series of gaming, that modernly you'll make a game that whose AI is 30-40% stupider than the AI you created 5 years ago?
There is literally a billion different factors that would go into this that unless, you know, I specifically...
I have
you know,
one big question.
Go ahead.
Are they using the same engine between Rome 1 and Rome 2?
That was the first thing I was going to say.
Oh, the graphics engine? Definitely not.
What about? Are they usually kind of one and the same?
Well, the computer behaves on the battlefield relatively the same. Like they do the same things that they did back in World 1, like on the field of battle, in open combat. But for some odd reason, in the city battles, the computer is like it's just retarded. Now, my question is why? Okay. There might be something I'm missing here, but what would be the difference in, say, a AI in a fighting game, say, 5 years ago, and then an AI in a fighting game that you'd make today, that would make the AI that you make today way stupider than the AI you made 5 years ago?
Incapable of doing, yeah.
Do you have time to talk to about 8 different game programmers? Because they will give you 8 different explanations. Any number of reasons, both software-wise, hardware-wise, human error that can explain this. I'm guessing it's more like human error, but you can't just take an element of one engine and put it into another. If they replace the graphics engine, that means they replaced everything. The graphics engine is so integral to a lot of games that when you get a new graphics engine, you rebuild everything.
Now, my question is, the graphics is the visuals, right? So how does that affect how the computer thinks how to attack you?
Graphics
like,
attached to everything.
Well, you know what? I think we're going to go ahead and put a little pause button on this particular topic. Let's explore this on another episode.
Yeah, okay,
we'll see if we can try and get ourselves some more information from game developers, see if they can kind of shine the light in on that situation.
Seawall and I are pretty much on the exact same page. Seawall was, like, the first thing I said basically, like, yeah, there's 100 reasons that that could happen.
But, okay.
I've got a friend who's a head developer for a game. End it on the note.
Okay. I've played Tekken since Tekken 2 fresh, then I went back and played Tekken 1. Each additional Tekken game, the graphics have been getting better, the engine has changed, but the AI is, you know, has seemed to be keeping on par with the new games. I'm like, I'm playing this game and going, oh wow, the computer got me. Okay, oh wait, but I mean, like this Total War series, it's just like every time they create a new game past, we'll say Rome 1, that the AI has been getting stupider.
Mm-hmm.
Like the graphics get prettier, but the AI itself gets stupider. Now, I don't know if it's a budget issue. Maybe like, oh, we only have, you know, $1 million
probably
to build this game, and we spent $600,000 on graphics.
Maybe
we'll see if we can figure that out. We'll find out for next week, see if we can figure out some information of the reasons for that. Yeah.
Well, Steph,
if you want me to return, I can next week.
That'd be a good idea. But you know what? Like I said, let's put a pause button on this particular topic, because there's one last thing I particularly wanted to kind of bring up real quick. And let's see if we can kind of get a round table going on real quick.
Uh-oh.
So, has anybody here actually heard about the legal issues going on with Nintendo right now?
Nope.
So, apparently Philips has been pretty much lobbing patent sue balls, if you will, at Nintendo in the U.S. Basically, I guess in a way just trying to seek out making sure that they can ban outright Wii sales. Or Wii U sales?
That can't happen.
I don't see it happening anytime soon, but, you know, apparently they're trying to basically sue Nintendo over their virtual body control device patent that they had, as well as, let's see, what was another one? I believe pretty much what they wound up creating.
There's another one for the 3DS and yada yada. Basically every third week Nintendo's getting, as you said, a sue ball lobbed at them, and I have to say, that sounds exotic and delicious.
The sue ball.
Sounds like some Asian food, sue ball.
Right?
Yeah, they're using the throw everything you can at the wall and hope something sticks method to get money out of another company. And Philips, can you sit down for a second?
Yeah, actually,
last time I checked, weren't you bought out by a Japanese company?
Ooh. Oh, I was going to go somewhere else with that because...
Hey, too soon, Krillin.
I was going to go somewhere else with that because wasn't Philips actually commissioned by Nintendo at a certain point to try and create a disc reading device? Isn't that how
Philips
we got
CDI.
The Philips CDI?
Yeah, and that also spun off into the PlayStation.
Pretty much. So, I mean, doesn't Nintendo by certain rights own that?
Excuse me, princess.
Yeah.
CDI game.
Do 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 do.
Oh, you got TKO here, all nostalgic.
I know, man.
Yeah,
I gotta go home and play.
Okay, how many of you guys actually played with the CDI?
I haven't, but I know a friend that owns one.
I might have. Back in the day, I ran through them all.
As a little kid, I played with a CDI in a Blockbuster. I know. Blockbuster, right?
Hey, wow, that's how I got introduced.
I miss those days.
Sorry, I was wrong.
I played with a CDI in a Blockbuster, and I was playing a light gun game on their trackball.
Those were the days.
Wow.
Those were the days.
Okay, yeah, that's a little weird. I have an explanation. I have an explanation for why Philips might be doing this.
Go for it.
They're owned by Seagram's. I think it's Seagram's. There's only one of them. Seagram's, apparently it's an alcohol manufacturer.
Uh-huh.
In Quebec, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
Okay.
And they own Philips. So maybe maybe they're, you know, sipping on the company product.
During a meeting?
Oh, I see. You're saying Philips,
okay,
you're drunk, go home.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
I was actually going to go somewhere else with that, too, because I was thinking, wait a second. So remember how Wii U sales are kind of not very favorable as far as Nintendo's original goals and plans were?
So
I thought of this weird little theory, and again, this is just a conspiracy theory. Don't take this serious.
Controversy?
Put on my
really?
Tinfoil hat right now.
Put on your tinfoil hat, man, because
hey,
it's
I'm
just
buying a
real.
Wii U game in the next week.
So if what we're understanding so far is true, where Philips is trying to make sure that, you know, Wii U sales are outright banned. What if this is all just a publicity stunt to make sure people buy their Wii U's before they're not available anymore?
I think that you're speaking straight out of the Twilight Zone.
I probably am. You know what?
I'm sorry. Companies are not that smart. They are not that smart.
I would not be surprised, just like, you know, Bill Clinton accidentally fired a cruise missile into a Chinese embassy after he was caught with, you know, Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, wow.
I'm just saying, I wouldn't be surprised. And
I mean, Monica Lewinsky is a Chinese embassy?
The good political guys right now.
No, and also I'm saying, like, I'm not surprised, like, after America was about to rise up in righteous fury against Bush, they announced a black person running for president. I'm like, I wouldn't be surprised. We fell for
he
that.
He wasn't the first one, actually.
But we fell for it.
Anyway, let's get off the politics for a moment. But, I mean,
let's get the hell out of here before your fans try and kill you. All two of them.
All two of the fans.
I'm going to buy Mario Kart at the end of the month.
Are you going to do the exclusive bundle for Mario Kart?
No, I already have the Wii U.
Do you? I'm coming over to your house now.
Let's play some Super Punch.
You've been to my house. You never noticed that I had a Wii U?
No, I noticed that X-Bone, though.
Okay, I'm sorry, but every time I hear that system's name, I think of Kung Pao.
Oh, my God, Kung Pao!
Oh, God. I worked for years and had many therapy sessions just to try and forget that movie. Why did you have to remind me?
From now on,
that movie was hilarious.
You will no longer call me TKO. You will call me Betty.
My nipples look like milk dots.
Okay.
Oh,
a handful of pretty decent games on the horizon for the Wii U, actually, that might bump up the sales. We got Mario Kart, we have Smash Brothers, we have Hyrule Warriors, what else do we got? They've announced like a...
There's a lot of first-party stuff coming up for the Nintendo, but the thing is, if Nintendo really wants to succeed in the modern day and age when it comes to gaming systems, they have to get better with the third parties. They have to cozy up to third
parties.
And
part of that is... not half-assing the systems themselves. They got to use their full asses.
Okay, I have a question. I have not touched or been within, I think, 50 meters of a Wii U. Is the controller still horrible garbage?
There's nothing wrong with the controller. Here's the thing. That is one part they got right.
Okay.
And, you know, the Wii U, it's a great and powerful console if you're comparing it to last gen, and that's kind of a problem.
Oh, no, I could not stand the Wii's. Like...
You couldn't stand the Wii motion control?
Yeah, all that, I'm like, no, I'm sorry.
I'm still trying to get over the fact that they went from the Nintendo Revolution to the Nintendo Wii. That's like 500 steps back. Right?
Yeah,
Nintendo
it really
Revolution
was
sounds
going
awesome.
Back
Revolution sounds awesome.
Revolution
does.
Did sound
right?
Awesome, but quite frankly...
Like, remember how awesome Project Natal sounded?
Okay, explain to me Xbox One. Before, like, it's...
Yeah,
I
like its working title, the 720.
Please, thank you. I'm like, what?
Before we go there, hey, folks, I want to actually, you know, take a step back a moment. Revolution sounded cool and all, but goddammit, I enjoyed playing with my Wii.
Really?
I personally find it boring. I find it crap.
Really, Doc?
I'm sorry. I have no patience.
He has been demoted to orderly.
I have no patience for the Wii. None whatsoever. I think it's just
orderly
shitty
Wii
all the way around.
I think we must make an emergency vote.
No.
All votes replace replace Dr. Cap. Replace Walt Stone Toy with Dr. Cap.
He spoke out in confidence, okay? He spoke out in confidence. We must at least give him a break. Right. Even if it was a really stupid comment.
From a tech guy's perspective, the Wii was a very interesting console, but it didn't have enough oomph to back itself up.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. It did not have enough at all.
And did you guys notice that its versions of games kind of sucked?
It didn't have enough oomph.
They redesigned the entire game.
Sometimes, like, I actually look, I'm still trying to figure out exactly where to put blame on with the failure of the Wii. With the Wii, let's be honest, the Wii actually was kind of a bit of a failure.
They sold so many,
but remember, that's the beginning period,
and that's because it's a family console.
It was a family console, and it was the start of kind of, you know, all the interactive more type games. It feels like you're playing board games on there. It kind of does, you know.
Families.
Yeah, see, now remember, here's what I mean when I say failure. Marketing was a huge success because, let's be honest, every house pretty much has a Wii. As far as a game system is concerned, it didn't do so well.
Yeah, right?
I think equivalent technology-wise, when it came to its overall power, was equivalent to the PS2 or the Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been a generation behind.
Slightly less powerful
two generations.
Than the Xbox.
Wow, the original Xbox, wow.
Yeah, slightly less powerful than the original Xbox.
So
they've been
one generation behind for two generations. That's not good.
Yeah.
Like we stated before, they never had to be a system based on power because they have lots of party games and family games. So that's what they're attacking.
Most of the games in itself didn't necessarily require to have the best graphics out there.
Exactly.
The only game that had one.
When you say... behind for two generations, do you mean GameCube Wii or Wii Wii U?
Wii U.
Technically,
okay, yeah, because the GameCube was more powerful than the PS2.
Oh, yeah. The GameCube, from what I've been told, it was a beautiful system. People compare it most closely to the PS2, and people, it's hard to see which one takes advantage.
I mean, the easiest way to look at it is look at GameCube developed games that were then ported to the PS2. Like Resident Evil 4, for example. It took a fairly substantial hit going from... And mind you, it still looked really good on the PS2, but it didn't look half as good as it did on the GameCube.
Yeah,
but you can also
say the same thing about the PS2 games being ported to the GameCube.
Yeah,
ports,
true.
You can't really use ports as an example.
Well, no, but the best... looking games on the GameCube looked better than the best looking games on the PS2.
Yeah. Okay.
Not
I'll give
necessarily.
It that. But...
Oh, yeah. No, I will stand by that statement. Resident Evil 4, Resident Evil Remake.
Okay,
look at those games.
If we're gonna do that, we have to compare two games that are actually in the same caliber and not made of ports. So we'll use Metal Gear 2 and Metal Gear Twin Snakes for GameCube.
Ooh.
Metal Gear 2 looked better on PlayStation 2 than Metal Gear Twin Snakes that was designed purely for the GameCube.
Really?
It looked better.
They weren't even the same.
They were pretty much the same. I have to disagree with you. Mm-mm. They were, in fact, very much on par with each other.
Mm.
It was the same engine, and it was two different games, though. And here's the thing. No, what I'm saying is, you look at Resident Evil Remake, and tell me that anything... on the PS2 looked close to the quality of Resident Evil Remake.
I don't think I've... Have I played that?
My first console was
the Resident Evil Remake was one of the best looking games of that generation, period.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't really have a dog in this fight because my first console was a PS2, and I had like maybe
You're
a 12. Dozen games for it.
Right?
I'm 21.
My first console, my first gaming thing wasn't even a console. It was a Commodore 64.
My first console was the original PlayStation that came out in
1995.
Oh,
Nintendo Entertainment System. What's wrong with you guys?
I am not old enough to remember it, but as a toddler, my parents bought me an Atari. But yep. The first game console that I can actually remember was an NES.
No, I remember my Atari. I remember one of the games that they made. It was like combining Pong with tanks. You drove around in a tank, and you could fire shots, and he'd bounce around and ricochet. So, and like, you know, you and your friend would, like, you know, try to, like, you know, get ricochet shots on each other or direct shots. I remember that game. That game was awesome.
Yeah.
But anyway, we've gone all over the place. What was our original point? We were talking about the Wii U and lawsuits and...
Philips trying to be Philips. I don't know.
I have no opinion on this.
Anyway, I'm gonna kind of meet Dr. Captain halfway. You know, the Wii sold over 100 million consoles. I wish I could be that much of a failure. Yeah. It was, and I'm not even going to say the software was bad, because you're saying it was the software side that it failed.
I don't know.
No, what it was is the preponderance of shovelware, because if you look at the Wii U library and look just for AAA titles, there were plenty to keep you occupied. It was that there were so many crappy games that they overshadowed the good ones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was specifically because the console was such a success that the shovelware companies were just trying to crap out games as fast as they could.
So you had to wade through, it turned into you had to wade through sewage to find the good stuff.
I know. I used to be like, I remember back in the day when it was the Nintendo versus Sega wars, and that was Nintendo.
I am 200% on Sewall's side when it comes to, it's the third parties. That is where Nintendo's biggest Achilles heel is right now.
Yeah.
If they could just get a better relationship with third parties,
I mean,
they could potentially have another Wii on their hands, but, you know, that ship has sailed.
Yeah.
When Sony does better with third parties than your company does, you failed. I'm sorry. Sony isn't known for being very friendly with third parties, but they've gotten better.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Hell, even Microsoft has trouble with third parties.
Microsoft is pretty bad with third parties.
Yeah, they were.
Historically.
Bungie, bye-bye.
So, at the end of the day,
unfortunately,
everyone's failed. Go PCs.
Yeah. Anyway. So
there only is a third party.
I think with that said, we're getting close to that time where we need to start wrapping things up.
All right, can I do a shout-out then?
Sure, go ahead and do a quick shout-out.
All right. We're all about charities here. We've done shout-outs for charities in the past, like that Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournament, a few weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
Right, and there's a buddy of mine, he runs a charity, and I just told him I'd give him a shout-out on the show. It is the Get Well Gamers Foundation. It's been around since 2001. They collect new and used... What was that?
I said, GWG. Okay.
Get Well Gamers Foundation, and basically they've been around since 2001. They collect new and used games, consoles, what have you, for, you know, sick and needy children in hospitals.
Oh,
right on.
I told you.
So, if this is something you can't get behind, you're a monster, you go to hell and you die.
There are only two people who can't get behind this.
You need to post that on our website.
We
need to put that up on our Facebook. See, that to me is like absolutely beautiful, absolutely wonderful, especially like when you've got kids who are like sick in hospitals and we have the ability to give them a game and be able to give them the opportunity to, and you guys know I'm a firm believer and when I get into games, I'm like all into it. But like, just imagine like some sweet child, you know, who does not have the capabilities to go out and do and play and all of that, and you give them the ability to by donating a game that you once enjoyed and give them the ability to. So I am all behind the Get Well Gamers Foundation.
There is some research behind not video games recovery, but happy and positive patients and their recovery. Patients who are happier often recover more successfully than those that are depressed about their current situation. Anything you can do to make them smile, it can save their life.
Pretty much.
They don't say laughter is the best medicine for just to throw it out there.
Yeah.
Hey, Patch Adams, man.
Well, no, I mean, it's the balance of chemicals in your brain. When you're happier, it's more just like they say stress chemicals are bad. It's
yeah, I know.
Fact. It's
what Patch Adams.
Oh God,
is
it's true.
Teaching.
I've been going through that recently myself. All that stress.
Seriously, I mean, we need to help these little kids to save humanity from aliens and zombies.
So anyway, it's getwellgamers.org. That is their website. And if you need to send them an email, it's getwellgamers@gmail.com. Once again, getwellgamers.org is the website. And yeah, they've been around since 2001. They provide, you know, game systems, what have you, to, you know, sick and needy children in hospitals. And if you want to do a donation, you know, send old games, hell, send new games, anything, you know, that you can do to help children in need, it is, you know, it's that warm, fuzzy feeling and, you know, come get you some by helping out some kids.
Yeah, actually, Doc Captain, maybe we should consider bringing this up to the Mafia, see if they want to get into it.
Do you really want to get the Mafia involved?
No.
No, Seawall, I know what you're talking about, Seawall.
Yeah, they're not going
to... Mafia gaming,
Even though
we
gotta
give you a game console,
Apple,
you can't refuse.
Civil War Cat Mafia, we're not that kind of Mafia.
But yeah, Seawall, I get what you're saying. And yeah, we'll definitely we'll try and work something out with them. So awesome. Thank you, Span, for bringing that up to our attention. And remember, guys...
Thank you, teacher.
Good game, guys. That's awesome.
So, yeah, I was given that opportune moment for Span to say the name one more time.
Get Well Gamers Foundation.
There you go, folks. All right, so with that said, we got to start wrapping things up.
Wicka, wicka, what?
All right, guys,
that guy on the show. We can get away with so much stuff. Anyway.
We have a very multicultural group here. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we do, but what do you Spanish guys do about
gaming
it?
Gaming all over the world.
We've even touched up the fact that there's a female in this group. Let's just throw that out there. So.
Hey, guys, I'm not
Steph,
a racist.
I think
I'm
can
an equal opportunity
voice.
Bigot.
What was that?
I'm not a racist. I'm an equal opportunities bigot.
Oh, how wonderful.
I'm not a racist. I hate everyone equally.
There you go. Anyway.
I got out of jury duty.
Oh, jeez. Anyways, guys, I would like to thank you all because we all just celebrated our wonderful 21st episode on the 21st day of the month. What's up?
And you have a 21-year-old on the show right now.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, we do.
Young buck.
I turned 21 last December, but hey, I'm 21, so woohoo.
Anyway. So, try and keep in touch with us since we only have, you know, once a week where we can hang out with you. You lovely audience that listens to our show.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, you can...
Please don't leave us.
And hop on Payday or World of Tanks or War Thunder to get shot down and check your six.
So remember, folks, you can touch with us by leaving a comment on our Facebook page. Say hi. We'll say hi back.
You can also issue any challenges on our Facebook page.
Oh, TKO here loves his challenges. I can tell. He's been waiting for some Tekken fighting for a long time.
Not I challenge you to math.
So, with that said, another future thing that we may actually wind up doing. We're still kind of in the works of debating this one, but we may actually work up a Steam group. I figure I'd let you guys know that, so when we get that thing going up, you can also have another way of getting a hold of us.
Very cool.
So, with that said, remember, reach us on our Facebook page, leave a comment, say how we're doing, say if you want to challenge us, or just say hello. Also, you can leave a message on our Skype, which, again, for future reference, good game, guys. One.
Oh, no!
Or check us out on Facebook on Good Game Guys.
We got Facebook. Yeah, Good Game Facebook. Our Facebook page was Good Game Guys Show. And,
what, no MySpace?
The British girl is telling us to shut up.
Yeah. So we got to get wrapped up, folks. So... This is the Good Game, guys. Signing off. Good game, folks.
Good game.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Where's my chocolate milk?